Thank you, Madam Chair. As UNHCR's single largest donor, contributing more than $1.5 billion in U.S. fiscal year 2018, the United States remains steadfast in our support for the organization. Once again, the 2018-2019 UNHCR budget reflects the extraordinary humanitarian needs of the world's forcibly displaced people and should not be politicized or needlessly impeded. Despite significant U.S. and other donor contributions, as others have noted this week, the gap between needs and available resources continues to grow. There have been numerous events in 2018 to mobilize resources for the displaced, including at UNGA last week, where the United States announced additional humanitarian assistance for the Venezuelan and Rohingya situations, and numerous private sector companies stepped up their commitments to assisting refugees. Additionally, UNHCR is doing more to expand the donor base. We encourage emerging and new donors to participate and partners to consistently contribute to the multilateral humanitarian structures, which should help to shrink UNHCR's budget gap. Collectively, we can best support UNHCR and its mission by providing flexible, robust, and predictable levels of funding. We must all redouble our efforts to fulfill our commitments to share the burden, promote inclusion and self-reliance, and work to end conflicts. We also urge UNHCR to continue to make budget decisions that put people of concern first while maintaining UNHCR presence wherever such populations are in need. UNHCR should sustain its people-centered approach and strategic directions, which should continue to guide its priorities and activities. We understand how people of concern directly contribute to UNHCR's annual country operations planning. We must also ensure that such voices contribute to UNHCR's programmatic and budget decision-making processes throughout the year. Transparency is critical. We encourage UNHCR to increase its transparency with partners, member states, and persons of concern about what has been prioritized and how such decisions were made. Further, although UNHCR briefs member states on its budget during the year, we believe member states would be better served if UNHCR were to provide greater granularity. We would also like to see, earlier in the year, UNHCR's prioritization methodology and identification of the programs, projects, and activities that have been prioritized for 2019. The United States also wishes to understand how UNHCR is fulfilling its core protection and life-saving assistance mandate while it works to implement the administrative and operational changes called for in the Grand Bargain and, as others have noted, the Comprehensive Refugee Response Framework. How are such budget adjustments positively and not negatively impacting protection on the ground? Given UNHCR's ongoing reform, we expect member states to be briefed on the management efficiencies that UNHCR has realized to date and those that are expected in the near future, and we acknowledge the Deputy High Commissioner's promise to do so. Efficiency gains are also critical to decreasing the budget gap. When will such information be shared? I think you already gave us that, so you don't need to answer that. Thank you. Madam Chair, the current funding gap is not sustainable in the long term. We must all act to close the gap. We call upon UNHCR to analyze how it builds its budget to better balance overall needs and costs against expected donor contributions. As the international community pushes for humanitarian response plans and joint needs assessments to become more of the norm and the CRF becomes more mainstreamed, what are the opportunities for other partners to share more of the burden with UNHCR in these responses? UNHCR's current policy of applying the 7% earmark contributions to cover program support costs, as we noticed in the previous standing committee in September, is not equitable and forces certain donors to pay significantly more to subsidize the overall UNHCR system. We urge UNHCR to analyze and reconsider this policy. Finally, we appreciate the work of UNHCR to address multiple mass crises while maintaining existing operations. We recognize this is a daunting challenge, and maintaining an open dialogue with XCOM members, partners, and persons of concern will help maintain trust in the organization and increase predictable funding. Thank you.